March 17th, 2019, the Feast of St. Patrick. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, my first commandment, to love me above all else, and your neighbor as yourself, dictates obedience to all the others. You must first love me, and in this love seek to please me. Then, and only then, will you desire to keep all my commandments. If you love your neighbor, you will not covet his goods, do him bodily harm, steal from him, or slander him. Understand, then, that holy love is the embodiment of all the commandments. This is the sum total of all heaven has come to teach you in the volumes of messages given here. This is what your salvation rests upon. This is also the way to uncover Satan and his activities. Any compromise of my commandments is Satan's hallmark. Consider, for instance, the numbers of young people who choose to live together outside of marriage today. What used to be taboo is now acceptable. Therefore, realize the great need there is for the correction of consciences through my call to return to obedience of my commandments through holy love. The saint whose feast you celebrate today, Saint Patrick, lived amongst pagans preaching the truth of what I have given you here today. In many respects, I am asking you to spread this message amongst the modern-day pagans who outnumber Christian believers these days. A note is given to read Romans chapter 6, 20 through 23. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. And what return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the return you get is sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.